It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, January 18th, 2019. It's the birthday of American mechanic and laboratory assistant Thomas Augustus Watson, born in 1854 in Salem, Massachusetts. Watson was assistant to Alexander Graham Bell, notably in the invention of the telephone in 1876. He is best known because as the recipient of the first telephone call, although coming from only the next room, his name became the first two words ever said over a telephone. "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you," Bell said when first using the new invention, according to Bell's laboratory notebook. There is some dispute about the actual words that were used, as Thomas Watson in his own voice remembered it as, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want you." Watson was a bookkeeper and a carpenter before he found a job more to his liking in the Charles Williams Machine Shop in Boston. He was later hired by Bell, who was then a professor at Boston University. Watson resigned from the Bell Telephone Company in 1881 at the age of 27. Using money from his royalties for his participation in the invention of the telephone, Watson first tried his hand at farming. He became a fairly successful traveling Shakespearean actor for a time, and then set up his own machine shop. In 1883, he founded the Four River Ship and Engine Building Company. He soon began taking bids for building naval destroyers, and by 1901, his operation was one of the largest shipyards in America. It would later become one of the major shipyards during World War II after it was purchased by Bethlehem Steel Corporation. On January 25, 1915, Watson was at 333 Grant Avenue in San Francisco to receive the first transcontinental telephone call placed by Bell from the telephone building at 15 Dey Street in New York City. President Woodrow Wilson and the mayors of both cities were also involved in the call. Watson wrote an autobiography titled Exploring Life, which was published in 1926. Late in life, at the age of 77, upon being impressed during a meeting with Indian spiritual leader Meher Baba in England, Watson was instrumental in helping to arrange for Baba to come to the United States for a first visit in 1931. Upon meeting him, Watson is reported to have said, "In my 78 years of life, this is the first time I have experienced what divine love really is. I have come to realize this with just a touch of his hand." Later, though, Watson became disenchanted with the Indian guru. He died of heart disease on December 13, 1934, and is buried in the North Weymouth, Massachusetts Cemetery. His family plot overlooks the shipyard that he formerly owned. He said that in death he wanted to see the site of what had been his greatest accomplishment in life. For him, it was shipbuilding, not his part in the development of the telephone. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 18th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.